Elijah brings fire down from heaven. Moab rebelled against Israel after Ahab had died. And Ahaziah, the king of Judah, fell down through the lattice in his upper room that was in Samaria, and he was sick.
What's that?
Well, he fell out of the window, basically. And he sent messengers and said to them, "Go and ask Baal whether I will recover of this illness."
Who?
This is what Ahaziah said. So he was. This was the other king.
Which king?
But he was a king who was not trusting in God. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Arise, go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and tell them, is it because there's no God in Israel that you go to ask of Baal, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus says Yahweh, you will not come down from the bed where you've gone up, but you will surely die." Elijah left. The messengers returned to him, and he said to them, "Why have you returned?" They said to him, "A man came up to meet us and said to us, go return to the king who sent you and tell him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no God in Israel that you sent to inquire of Baal, the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but you shall surely die." He said to them, "What kind of man was he who came up to meet you and told you these words?" They answered him, "He was a hairy man, wearing a leather belt around his waist." He said, "It's Elijah."
Baal?
You worship in Baal's?
That's right. It was such a tragedy that they turned to Baal and not to God. And that when they needed some help, they turned to Baal and not to God. And yet that is exactly what we do. If we have a problem, our tendency is to try all the human ways of sorting out the problem. And then if they don't work, oh yeah, let's turn to God, see if God can do anything. Whereas we should turn to God first of all. Then the king sent a captain of 50, that is, a captain in the army with 50 soldiers under him. And he went up to Elijah, and Elijah was sitting at the top of a hill. And he said to him, "Man of God, the king has said, come down." Elijah replied to the captain, "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down from the sky and destroy you and your 50 soldiers." Fire came down from the sky and burnt him up and his 50. Again he sent to him another captain of 50 and his 50 soldiers. And he answered him, "Man of God, the king has said, come down quickly." Elijah replied, "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down from the heaven and burn you up and your 50 soldiers." And the fire of God came down and burnt them all up. And again the king sent the captain of a third 50. And the third captain of 50 went up, but he fell on his knees before Elijah and begged him and said, "Man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 your servants be precious in your eyes." Fire came down from the sky and burned up the two other captains of 50 with their 50 soldiers each. But now let my life be precious in your eyes. So because this man was humble and he believed the power that God really has got, God saved him. So the angel said to Elijah, "Go down with this man. Don't be afraid of him." He arose and went down with him to the king. He said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to ask of Baal, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no God in Israel to ask of his word? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but you will surely die." So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. So you often read that, the word of God which a man had spoken. So when you read the Bible, this is not just the words of men. This is God's words speaking to us through men. They were inspired. God put his spirit in men so that the words that we read are not like any other book. And that's why we should give our whole lives to reading and studying of the Bible. And any other book is just a human book. It's totally different to God's word.
But isn't it nice sometimes to read numbers?
Sometimes, sure, of course. But that is not the word of God.
No.
And if we love God, and the more we love God, the more we want his word. That's the word that we want to hear.